Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es an Hedren, Perigimel, Mishnah Ches. Suppose the Bezen issued the Psak, Reuven, you owe Shimon money. Reuven comes home, and he finds a paper somehow that proves that he does not owe him money. Or the other way around. Bezen paskins that Reuven does not owe Shimon money, and then Shimon finds a Pesaraya that he does. Sagt the Mishnah, calls man Shemevi Raya, as long as either Reuven or Shimon, can bring a Raya, that says their rights, soiser esedin. Then Bezdin can undo the psak and issue a new psak. Amru lai. But if the dayanim said to him, kol ra'oyos sheyesh lecha havei mikan at shloishim yoyim, kol ra'oyos, any rai, any evidence, sheyesh lecha that you may have, that's going to prove your right, havei, you have to bring it mikan at shloishim yoyim, from now until 30 days. Zakt de Mishnah, Matza betoich shloishim yoyim. If he finds the raya within 30 days, soiser, then it undoes the verdict. By the way, do you remember where we had the word soiser in the Sechta Shabbos? There's boina to build and soiser to take apart. Same word, soiser, it undoes the verdict. There we're taking apart what we're building. Here we're undoing the verdict. But liach shloishim yoyim, if he only finds the evidence after 30 days, then it's too late. It's not going to undo the psak din of Bezen. Shim ben Gamliel disagrees with this. Omer Shim ben Gamliel, ma yas is that? What should this person do? He didn't find it within 30 days. He found it after 30 days. It's not like he's not respecting what Bezen told him. Bezen told him, you have 30 days. For 30 days, he searched his house inside out. He couldn't find the shtar. After 30 days, Irveis, his kid, opens up a briefcase and says, ta, look what I found. Someone put it in there. What should he do? It's not his fault. So therefore, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees, and he says, no, even after 30 days, if he finds the raya, it's soiser esedin. Zok to Mishnah Vayter, Amru Loi. If the dayanim said to the person here in the Din Torah, Reuven or Shimon during the trial, have Adam, bring Adam, let's say you're right. V'omer, and he says, Ein li Adam, I don't have any witnesses. Amru, or they said to him, Havei Raya, so bring a shtar, bring something written, bring a document that supports your claim. V'omer, and he said, Ein li Raya, I don't have such a document. He doesn't say, I don't know where it is. He says, I don't have it, it doesn't exist. Well, Yacher's man, and a while later, all of a sudden, Hevi Raya, he brings a document, Umatze Edom, or somehow he found Edom. Hareze Einoi Klum. This is nothing. You told us you have no proof. You told us you have no Edom. And suddenly, where did these Edom pop out of? Where did this shtar come from? We're scared that he may have forged this document or hired false Edom. Now, here too, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, so my yas is that, what should this person do? Shaloi ha-yedeya sheyesh lo-yedem. He didn't know that he had Edom, or matze Edom, and he found Edom. Bezen said, you have Edom? No. No. No one saw me giving the money to Reuven. Then after a while, two Edom come along and they say, you should know. He didn't notice us, but we were standing there. We saw it. He didn't know he has Edom. Now he sees he has Edom. Or lo ha-yedeya sheyesh lo-yedem. He didn't know that he has some type of a proof. A written proof of Matzaraya. Then he found out that he does. He found one. However, here's where even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would agree that, no, here we can't believe him. Amru Loi, suppose they said to him, Havi Edom. Bring Edom to support what you said. Amr, he says, Ein li Edom, I have no witnesses. Havi Raya, bring a shtar, bring some type of document. But Amr, he says, Ein li Raya. I don't have. Then Roshem is Chayiv Bedin, and he saw he was about to be found Chayiv. He starts to panic. Uh-oh. V'omer, he says, Kirvu Plani Plani, psst, so-and-so. Come forward, V'aduni, and testify on my behalf. Or when he sees that Bezen is about to say his chayav because he can tell the way things are going, suddenly he puts his hand in his pocket and goes, wait! Ashahotzi Raim Mitoich Afundasai. He produces some type of a document from inside his belt. So to be more accurate, Afundasai is either a belt, it was like a hollow belt, so it was like a packet in the belt, they used to store things inside. A second shot in the Batanura is, Afundasai means a kind of a malbish, an inner malbish. like an undershirt or an inner shirt. Either way, first you say you don't have, and suddenly you pull it right out? Everyone agrees this is nothing. Wait a second. We asked you before, and you said you don't have a raya, you said you don't have edim, and they're right here, these edim? If they weren't here, or the shtar wasn't here, fine. You come back later, you say, I thought I don't have, I do. I thought I don't have edim, I do have edim. They're right here. Suddenly you see you're about to be chayiv, you probably figured, listen, I don't want to take a chance with false edim or a false shtar. You know, it's going to be terrible if they realize I tried to commit a fraud. So I'm hoping it'll go my way anyway. Then you see it's not going your way, so he's desperate. He says, okay, I'll take my chance with false edim. That's what it looks like. I'll take my chance with a false document. So here, everyone, even the Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, would be my direza einoi klon. Okay, so the Tana told us, as long as you find a raya, even after the verdict, you can be soiser the din. If Bezin said to him, you have 30 days, and according to the first Tana, if he finds it within 30 days, he can reverse the psak. After 30 days, too late, he missed the deadline. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, what should this person do if he didn't find it till after 30 days? Suppose Bezin says, bring Edim, and he says, I don't have any. You have a shtar? I don't have any. You have a receipt? I don't have any. And after a while, he comes up with, oh, look what I found. I have a shtar. Oh, I have Edim. No, we don't believe him. You already said you don't have any. Dr. Shimon ben Gamliel. So what should a person do if he thought he doesn't have Edim, and suddenly two people showed up and they said, we saw what happened. He thought he doesn't have a raya, and suddenly there is a raya. It's possible. It doesn't mean he's lying. However, if they said to him, bring Edim, and he says, I don't have. Bring a raya, he says, I don't have. And when he sees that the din is not going his way, suddenly he says, you're my Edim, right? Go testify on my behalf. Or suddenly he puts his hand into his, like, you know, they had like their pockets in a belt, like a hollow part in the belt. And he pulls it, oh, I have a shtar right here. No. You just told us you don't have a shtar right here. Here, even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, this sounds too fishy to be true. And therefore, Reza Eina Klum, we cannot believe him.